Hey, welcome to Secure Visa Podcast. I'm Aina, your host for today, and a former international student and now a permanent resident here in New Zealand. So in this episode, you will learn from our team of experts, immigration lawyers, and successful migrants to share with you about immigration policies, life being an international student and a migrant who were once aspiring to be or to go to their ultimate destinations and made it happen. Okay, so tara na, umpisahan na natin. Let's roll that intro. All right. Okay. In this episode, we will talk about the life of being an international student and what is the life no after mag-aral. So we do have a special guest. I have with me today an alumna of one of our partner schools. Best school in Canada, one of the best school in Canada, Humber College. And she's a fresh graduate all the way from Ontario, Canada. Let's all welcome Janine. Hi, Janine. How are you?
Hi, Aina. Thanks for having me. I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, yes, I'm okay. Thank you for attending. No.
Ano
oras na sa Ontario, Canada?
10 p.m.
Oh, gabi-gabi na. Okay. Well, don't worry, no. This will be a short conversation. This platform is for us to really educate our viewers, you know, yung mga aspiring international students, no, what it's like to be. Know what it's really like to be an international student. Okay, so sige, Janine, I have list of questions here, so I'm just gonna throw in the questions.
Yeah,
and you just
it.
Need to answer, yeah, with all honesty. Okay, Janine, when it all started, how did it all started ba? Yung naisip mo na bago lahat napunta ka sa Canada, kailan mo naisip na mag-aaral ako, pupunta ako sa Canada?
That's fair. That's a good question.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we can go back. So my name
yes.
is Janine. I was born and raised in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit about me is I took up my bachelor's in De La Salle University, Manila, with a major in marketing management.
Mm-hmm.
And after I graduated in 2016, I actually moved to Hong Kong to work in sales.
Okay.
And after that, I got a remote job with Whole Foods Asia to work as their marketing manager. So I was there for 2 years and I realized that I wanted to go back to studying and I wanted to thrive in a different place. Kasi ang lapit lang ng Hong Kong, di ba? Isang tamte lang. So I was looking at different schools and places and ultimately decided to go to Humber to study global business management.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So bakit mo naisip mag-aral or mag-aral sa ibang bansa, pwede naman sa Pilipinas?
I feel like I'm a person that thrives in a place that's not their comfort zone. So I had the option to go anywhere else in the world, but I chose Toronto because I didn't know anyone here and I knew I wouldn't have a choice but to actually push myself and make a name for myself here.
Okay, so back nung 2000, so nag-move ka sa Canada 2019, right?
Yes. Around August 2019.
Okay. Natandaan mo ba nung flight mo papunta sa Canada? Anong pakiramdam nun?
I was very excited and very nervous.
Okay.
I didn't know what I was gonna get. Like, I knew it was summer, so I knew it was gonna be super exciting, but also, like, wala akong kilala. Like, how am I gonna make friends without school starting yet? But all in all, I'm a very outgoing person kasi. And I just talk to everyone naman eh. So it wasn't that hard for me to adjust in that regard.
Okay, yeah, no, ibang experience kasi yun eh, na you're gonna move out of your comfort zone, tapos mag-isa ka lang, and you don't know anyone, sabi mo nga, no? So, paano ka naka-coop up dun sa ganun? Sa, paano mo na nasabi na, ay, kaya ko to?
I think it was a good experience for me. Like, I told you I was working in Hong Kong, diba? So, I was able to network there. I joined a lot of networking groups. I joined meetup.com. And from there, I was able to meet like-minded people, and I was just able to thrive. Like, it was summer, everything was open, so that was really, I think that helped.
Yeah. Okay. Let's go back to Humber College, no? Your experience mo being a student. How did you find studying again in school? And was it hard? What was it easy or hirap ba?
That's a great question. I was out of school for 3 years, like somewhat 3 years, and then I started studying again. So syempre there was an adjustment, but it got easier and easier. I think one, because I got to experience it in person, and I think I was also able to surround myself with people that share the same values and work ethic as me. So yeah, I think that was literally it for me.
Meron bang subject na nahirapan ka na, challenging tong subject na to?
Ay, girl, math. Math. Going back to algebra and statistics, everything there, it just doesn't come naturally to me. But with Humber College, like, the professors, I have to say, are great. And the people I met along the way, like, my friends there were accountants, were in finance, so they were able to help me naman.
Oh, okay. No, totoo yan. Ayoko rin ng math. Okay. So, what was your visa? Na ngayon, kasi tapos ka na, no? Tapos ka na mag-aral.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
okay. Anong pakiramdam?
Noong December.
Oo. So, anong pakiramdam? No, finally, natapos ka na to.
It was super fulfilling. Like, it was super good, but also bittersweet because my parents were supposed to go here for my graduation. But because of COVID, of course, that didn't happen. But like when I was finally able to say that I did it, I was proud of myself. And at that time, my visa rolled in already with my post-grad work permit. And I was just, I was just excited to start working.
Okay. So sa mga viewers natin, yung post, post-graduation, what do you call it? The visa after you graduate,
the post-graduation work permit. Yes.
Yeah, the post-graduation work permit, you are eligible for that visa because you took a certain or specific program, no? That eligible, that that allows you to apply for that visa, right? So
yes, exactly.
Yung PGWP mo, how yung duration nun, gaano katagal?
Well, since I did a 2-year program, I was granted 3 years to stay here on a work visa. With that being said, that if you need, you would need a 1 year of full time relevant work experience in Canada before applying for permanent residency. Inunahan na kita sa permanent residency, Aina. Sorry.
Yeah, go.
Okay. But yeah.
All right. So I mean, that's a kumbaga. It's a big opportunity, you know, in studying in Canada or anywhere else, kasi, you know, education is not cheap, you know, studying, lalo na studying internationally, hindi kasi, hindi siya mura, no, you really need to invest, you need to invest your time, you need to invest the money, no, so hindi mo ba naisip na, naku, napakalaking pera nito, ano kaya ang mangyayari sa akin, or ngayon, na naramdaman mo na this is all worth it because I already have my PGWP, I am very close to my permanent residency application. So, anong naramdaman mo nun?
Well, first off, I think I was very lucky that I was working in Hong Kong, so I was able to save up money. But finishing my post-grad program, it was very fulfilling, and I knew that I was just this close, so it all became worth it in my head. Like, it's not like it's sayang, diba?
Yeah,
like the price was worth it, honestly, for me. And to top it all off, like, I met the best people, I networked with the best teachers. So you can't put a price tag on that, is what I'm trying to get at.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Okay. To our listeners and to our viewers, I just want to ask, no, you can comment down below if kayo rin ba willing, you know, are you guys willing to take it, you know, to risk No, kasi si Janine nag-save siya ng money. No, ako rin, no, nag-aral ako, nag-save ako ng money. And I'm very lucky to have a relative who supports us kasi. So Janine kasi ang nangyari sa akin noon, no, I don't really have the budget, no, yung buong budget. Mm-hmm. Kasi ang mahal mag-aral talaga, no? Pero kung tutuusin mo, hindi siya mahal eh. It's an investment, no? Dahil ang dami mong makukuha out of it. So, so mga listeners, sa mga viewers namin, comment down below, kayo rin ba, are you, you know, do you think worth it na mag-aral sa, you know, in return or in the result na makukuha mo dito out of studying, no? In New Zealand or in Canada. Okay, so Janine, balik tayo dun sa experience mo, no, sa school.
Yes.
Can you elaborate any fun or memorable or happy experience being an international student?
I guess my most memorable moment is getting to know the people I met along the way.
Mm.
Like I told you before, I didn't know anyone here. So I met great friends that have become like a second family to me.
Totally.
And mm-hmm. as an international student, I feel like you can relate that this was super important on my end.
Yeah.
And I also had great teachers that I was able to network with. Mm-hmm. Specifically my project management professor. She offered mm-hmm. me an internship after my first semester in Humber. So mm-hmm. just talking to people and getting to know them and showcasing your assets and skills goes a long way here.
Mm-hmm. Sige, kung hate mo yung algebra, anong favorite subject mo? O yung mga math
na... Feel ko sobrang biased ko because marketing.
Marketing.
Yeah, and that's aligned to what I studied and what I'm doing right now. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so 3 years na, no? Ay, 2 years, right?
Two years
since yes. 2019 and counting, 2 years ka na nandyan sa Canada. Do you feel mm-hmm. that Canadians are very accepting sa migrants?
Very accepting. I live in downtown Toronto and I always mm. say that if you look hard enough, you'll find mm. anything and any nationality in the city. It's mm-hmm. amazing. The acceptance and love I felt here has been great. And mm-hmm. everyone's so nice. It's crazy. Like, that's the stereotype that's actually real in a good
mm-hmm.
way.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like, Janina, masayang-masaya ka.
I am.
You're
I told
really
you,
happy.
Like, it's worth it. I'm happy with what mm-hmm. I'm doing here. I like my mm-hmm. job. And mm-hmm. it's hard to complain, diba?
Yeah. Of course, no? Kasi nandiyan ka sa Canada at ngayon nasa kumbaga close to your permanent residency application ka na.
Yes.
Pero balikan natin nung for sure kasi hindi naman lahat smooth sailing, no, yung mm-hmm. experience mo. Was there a or what are the big adjustment you have to face, you know, as a student, no? Na from Hong Kong, Philippines, no, nagtrabaho ka sa Hong Kong, nag-aaral ka sa Pilipinas, and ngayon pupunta sa Canada. Ano yung big adjustment that you have to, you know, do?
Mm-hmm. So I think, like, as I told you, I came here alone. So my family, mm-hmm. my friends, my entire support system is in Asia and the Philippines. Mm-hmm. So the adjustment that I think affected me the most was feeling homesick. Because when I was in Hong Kong, it was only like a 2-hour flight away. I can go home anytime I wanted if I wanted to. But with the technology we have, though, it's easy to combat everything.
Yeah.
So I am constantly on FaceTime with my parents, and that's helped me a lot.
Mm-hmm. So for sure, miss na miss ka na rin ng family mo.
Yeah, di pa sila nakaka-visit dito because of COVID eh. So it's been a while.
Yeah, oh nga eh. Mahin. COVID sucks talaga.
Yeah, I was gonna say, especially for you, you're in New Zealand. Aina, come on.
Oo nga eh, no. Talagang marami talaga ang kumbaga nahirapan because of COVID. But
yeah.
Aminin natin, Janino, you feel lucky that you are now in Canada despite, you know, having this kind of pandemic. No. I also feel lucky na nandito ako mm-hmm. sa New Zealand. Tanong ko lang, Janine, was Canada yung original choice mo?
Yes, it was actually between mm-hmm. San Francisco in the US and Toronto mm-hmm. in Canada. But the difference was I had family in the US mm-hmm. and in San Francisco specifically, and I knew if I was going to go there, I was just going to depend on them. And I didn't mm-hmm. want that for me at that stage in my life. I think being in Canada, it just aligned with my personal and professional goals. So that's why I ultimately decided to go here.
Yeah. First choice. And then now you're there. Now.
And now I'm here.
Okay. Okay. Let's talk about your work. No.
Yes.
So where do you work now?
Right now I'm working at EF Educational Tours in Canada. Mm-hmm. So it's a global company that is present in over, I want to say 100 countries. Wow. And the mission is actually opening the world through education. And I think it's the perfect fit for me. I'm working out of their Toronto office as their marketing communications lead. So I handle social media, content, and telling the right story to the right audience at the right time.
Wow, that's amazing. So do you think, Janine, nakatulong na nag-aral ka and the reason why you have this job?
I think it definitely helped, like talking to the people I talked to, doing my co-op in Humber, it immersed me into the field and it was a great introduction to working life in Canada. So it definitely helped me to get my foot in the door.
Okay, you mentioned about co-op. No, to our sa mga listeners natin and viewers, for sure, they don't know the co-op.
Oh, I
know
co-op. Sorry.
can you share, ano yung co-op at bakit nakatulong to sa'yo?
So co-op is basically a placement that I'm sure other schools have it here, but specifically for me was Humber, where they immerse you into a sort of like internship that allows you to experience whatever field you're choosing to pursue. So I think that's the best way I can describe it.
Right.
Aina, you can chime in if you want.
Yeah, so it's like the school will help you place in a company that na related sa course na kinuha mo, no?
Yes, there you go.
Yeah, and ang maganda pa doon, ang kasi sa New Zealand wala nito eh. Kaya nung nalaman ko sa I don't have that. And yung co-op kasi pwede ring paid. It's like a paid internship, but it's really different sa tawag na internship.
Yes. No?
So how did you land this job?
My job right now, is that what we're talking about? Sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, so timeline wise, I graduated in December of 2020 and I started my job on March 15. So I'm telling you this because I started applying for the jobs towards the end of my last semester. So like November, December of 2020. So I Canadianized my resume. I used Indeed.ca and LinkedIn in applying for jobs. And I made sure to network and have good references. So not including my many, many, many internships in the past, I was only working for 3 to 4 years full time before applying. So my experience was very limited, but honestly, it's just persevering through it. Like, it's a numbers game. It's a quality game. And you have to make sure that you present yourself in a way where you're presenting your best self, right?
Yeah. That's
so
true.
That's it.
And I think in any country, rejection is very normal. You know, you have to go through the, you know, the interviews, you know, mag-apply ka online.
It's a process.
Yeah, it's a process. And yung iba kasi natatakot, Janine, no? To try their luck in Canada or in New Zealand, especially in Canada, ang laki ng bansa, no? Yung competition ba, was it high? Is it high, the competition na makipag, you know, like you, being a marketing lead? Yeah. Mahirap ba? Was it quick for you to find or to land this job?
I think it was also because of COVID that made it a little bit longer. But honestly, it wasn't too far off. Like, there are a lot of jobs. The market is very competitive. And with that being said, don't be scared. The worst they can do is say no, and then you move on. Like, what are you losing in finding a job or trying to put yourself in a company anyway, right?
Right. That's true. Okay. All right. Let's wrap this conversation. Nag-enjoy ako, Janine. Ang dami ko pa sanang na tanong dito sa iyo, no? Pero gusto ko lang tanungin siguro. Do you think ultimately, no, do you think that taking the student pathway is the best decision you have made?
Yeah, because it leads to my permanent residency, which is my goal in the end. So with that being said, I currently hold a postgraduate work permit that allows me to stay in the country after my program, which is great. And we mentioned that I was granted 3 years to stay here on a work visa. And I would only need 1 year of full-time relevant work experience in Canada before applying for permanent residency.
Wow.
And when I say relevant, that means it was aligned to my studies. So it actually works out in the end.
Yeah. And ito yung trabaho mo ngayon, di ba?
Exactly. Wow, I took up global business management and now I'm in marketing, which falls under that umbrella.
Yes. And you only need what? 1 year, right? You
just need to gain. From what I understand, because I've had like 3 to 4 years of work experience outside, feel free to chime in, someone else, if I have that fact wrong.
But at least, diba, you have 3 years to work on with your residency. I mean, 3 years, ang haba nun. No, ako, I was only given 1 year to work on with my residency.
Oh my God, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, that was 2016, 2017. So, ibang policy naman yun dito sa New Zealand. Mm-hmm. But, kung i-compare ko, compare ko New Zealand and Canada, no, medyo maluwag talaga. Mas maluwag sa Canada. You know, okay, Janine, thank you. You know, I really appreciate this, and for sure, yung mga nakikinig sa atin, mga nanonood sa atin, you inspire them. No, so with that, ano ang message mo sa mga natatakot? Alam mo yon, yung mga natatakot na kaya ko ba to? Sa mga gustong sumubok pero nagdalawang isip pa.
I think my message to them would be just to go for it. Honestly, you'll never know if you don't try. And the worst that can happen is they can say no. And then you start over again, which isn't the worst thing in the world.
That's true. Yeah. Sabi nga nila, kung ano man yung, kung wala kang ginawa ngayon, at wala ka rin pinago bukas, walang mangyayari. Right?
That's true.
All right, thank
you. Tagalog as well. Thanks, Aina.
So thank you, Janine. Thank you for your time you gave us today. You know, we wish you all the best with your Canada journey. And ngayon pa lang, I'd like to congratulate you kasi hindi biro yung pinagdaanan mo, pinagdaanan natin bilang, you know, bilang estudyante, no? And to see that you're now living your dreams, you have your job, yung talagang gusto mo, and you're now in Canada and you're close to your permanent residency. So congratulations, Janine.
You know? Thank you so much, Aina. And thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you. All right. Now, for our viewers and listeners, thank you guys for listening. If you enjoy this episode and kung meron kayong natutunan, please share with others, post it on your Facebook account. And to catch the latest from Secure Visa, you can always follow and subscribe on our Facebook page, Secure Visa Consultancy. If you're listening on our podcast, don't forget to follow or like the Secure Visa podcast. Now, if you're watching this on YouTube, please click the subscribe button and the notification bell. Now, ngayon, kung sa tingin mo, para sa'yo itong pag-aaral, pag-migrate sa New Zealand or sa Canada, if you're interested to move to Canada or New Zealand, we do have a free online seminar where I share how I gain my permanent residency using the winning ticket. So join us, send us a message on our Facebook page to register for this free webinar. So see you guys, and don't forget to safeguard your future with Secure Visa. See ya, bye.